verse number 108 of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Kawthar, or in English, The Abundance, is the shortest surah in the Holy Quran, yet it is the surah which points to the great blessings, even until today, that is received by the Holy Prophet. Some narrators and mufassirin of the Holy Quran say that Holy Surah was revealed in Mecca. Some say it was revealed in Medina. Some are of the opinion that it was revealed twice, one time in Medina and one time in Mecca. What was the reason or the shan and nuzul for this surah being revealed? One day, one of the chiefs of the pagans by the name of As bin Wa'il met the Holy Prophet coming out of the sacred mosque and spoke to the Holy Prophet for a while. In the meantime, a group of men from the tribe of Quraysh were watching what was taking place from a distance. When As ibn Wa'il entered the mosque, they asked him, "Who were you speaking to?" And he said, "With this Abtar one." The word Abtar here was used to taunt and belittle the Holy Prophet, because the Holy Prophet had two sons from Lady Khadija, and these two sons, they passed away in Mecca. So the Holy Prophet, he had no one to carry on his progeny, or so it was thought. The Arabs at that time used to call one that didn't have a son Abtar, meaning the animal whose tail is cut off. In other words, they were saying that the progeny of the Holy Prophet would be cut off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this holy surah to the Holy Prophet of Islam to give him good tidings, and also to answer the enemies who thought that the progeny of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would be cut off. The Holy Surah begins, "Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar." Now the mufassirin, or the scholars and commentators of the Holy Quran, have different opinions as to the meaning of this word kawthar. The word kawthar comes from kathrat, meaning abundance or plentifulness or barakat. The meaning of kawthar, it is a stream in heaven, whiter than milk, more clear than a goblet of crystal, with dome-shaped ornaments from pearls and rubies. Another tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, "Kawthar is a stream in heaven that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his apostle for his son who died in his lifetime." Some have also said that the term Kawthar is the pool of abundance that belongs to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, wherefrom the believers quench their thirst when arriving in paradise. Others have said that the term Kawthar refers from the abundance of descendants that came from his daughter Sayyida Fatima, peace be upon her. And we see today that many Sadat are scattered all over the world. They are preaching and promoting the message of Islam. And this is the Kawthar that is referred to here in this holy verse. This was a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, keep reading the signs of Allah wherever you are.